So let me ask you, is the devil real or not? Do you believe in the existence of a personal force of evil or not? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Jesus, we're told, was thrown out into the wilderness by God where he starved for 40 days and 40 nights. And at the end of it all, the devil came to tempt him, to draw him off course, to undo what God had sent his son to come and do. Of course, the devil failed. But as we're told in Luke chapter 4, verse 13, the devil finished tempting Jesus in every way and went away to wait until a better time. In other words, I'll be back. C.S. Lewis once said this about the devil. There are two equal and opposite errors into which our race can fall about the devils. One is to disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe and yet to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. They themselves are equally pleased by both errors and hail a materialist or a magician with the same delight. Someone once expressed surprise when I mentioned that I believed in the existence of a devil. They said, "How can you believe in those old wives' tales?" And my answer was simple, because Jesus believed in the existence of the devil. That same devil who tempted Jesus in the wilderness, that same devil who left him after failing to succeed in tempting him, that very same devil who departed from Jesus with a clear intention of returning at a better time, that same devil is real today. He's here and he's looking for someone to devour. When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until a more opportune time. The devil. Make no mistake about it, he'll be back. That's God's word, fresh for you today. You know, there's so much more to life than what we can see and hear. There's a spiritual dimension to life, a dimension that we ignore at our peril. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.